We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we're talking with Aaron Estabrook. He's the executive director of the Manhattan Housing Authority. We've been talking about the Kansas Statewide Housing Needs Assessment in the first segment. We're going to also get an update here now on the Afghan resettlement. And we were talking during the break about Manhattan has a new resident. Tell us more about that. We may have to do a birthday shout out, Dave.
Yeah, so there is a one-day old. There was a new baby born last night in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a evacuation of end of a war. We now, the good news is there's a brand new baby girl, and she comes to us through her mom, who is just a incredible story in itself. This woman is young, 20 something, was widowed in a war zone this summer, evacuated with two toddlers on a U.S. Military transport to a foreign country, ended up in some bases and ended up getting connected finally to our family that was here in Manhattan. And here we are. She delivered a baby last night, and we're so excited to have this. And it's just a testament to the resilience, the strength of the Afghan people, the amazing the future that they might have here in America. Thinking of this new child as a true Manhattan citizen, a new wildcat to the Wildcat Nation. It's a great thing for us to think about as allies and just partners as we go through into the next phase of this journey between our countries.
Now her story is going to be one of many here. I know we've had over 50 Afghan families resettle here in Manhattan.
Yeah, so we've had over 50, and they've resettled as part of this Operation Allies Welcome. And For those that aren't aware, the Department of Homeland Security has been orchestrating this operation since August. And it involves extensive vetting, extensive medical, part of the reason why we didn't receive people until December is because of that vetting process. So as the Department of Homeland Security goes through those things, and they get them, they get individuals that have U.S. ties in Manhattan assigned to different resettlement agencies. In this case, it's typically the Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas, which is based out of Kansas City. They partner with our Manhattan Community Sponsorship Team, which is known as MART, the Manhattan Afghan Resettlement Team. And you're right. Over 50 individuals have arrived, and 90% of those have arrived between like December 17th and this week. So we've been busy, the last 3-4 weeks, meeting people at their airports, getting them checked into their temporary housing and getting them, established with needs and healthcare needs. And it's been so rewarding. It's been a lot of people at once. And I think we'll have one more, maybe significant wave, later on in the spring where we might have 30 or 40 more people arrive, but we're probably pretty close to the peak, of the people that will be arriving as the evacuation, that winds down a little bit. Operation Allies Welcome goes from August 2021 to September 2022. So there's a window here where people are being processed and vetted that will close at some point in the near future. So it's just been an amazing experience to see how the community has responded. So many from USD 383, the ELL department, they're meeting with families. I think if you're listening and you're a teacher or a parent, you might see some students and new students in classes. And a month ago, these folks were, on a base somewhere in the middle of who knows where. And so it's a transition like no other for this new young human in your child's class. And so far things have been so compassionate, and people have really gone above and beyond to help and welcome people. And I'm hopeful that continues and we find ways to embrace this and make it a real opportunity for growth in our community with our new neighbors.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity here to help some folks out that were in a tough situation there. Do they, I'm curious, so they, when they come over here, do they get a permanent visa, or how does that work?
I think everyone is very curious about that, and including the people that are making the decisions about that. we're building the plane in the air. They are under parole, as humanitarian parole, as some of that is, we might remember, but they have a 2-year period where they can get their documentation in line to kind of make sure they either have the special immigrant visas or other student visas or work visas. So we're kind of in a 2-year grace period where they have access to many of the benefits that are necessary, including work. But as far as permanent residence, we're not, that's another step that the federal government has to sort out a little bit better.
Okay. Well, if nothing else, it's good for the community to welcome these folks with open arms. And we're starting to see that, as we mentioned, in the school districts. And, you know,
yeah,
these kids probably don't speak a lot of English at this point.
Right. And neither do the parents. And so the adult ed at MATC and some other community leaders are organizing some English classes for adults as well, including, so not just English. When we talk about some of the barriers to integration or becoming more assimilated in society, is just having the independence to drive yourself, right? Like the being able to drive and get around is such a big deal. So we've got some folks in driving schools. We've got a couple taking driving tests, studying driving tests. And the next step of that is, if there's anybody that's interested in, and we need vehicles, we need cars, and we're trying to find ways to match some of the families up with that mode of transportation. So the Manhattan Afghan Resettlement Team has been formalizing itself into a nonprofit. And there's avenues for them as a nonprofit to work with people in the community that want to donate or help with transportation needs as well. Just go to allieswelcome.com, and that's allieswelcome, all one word, .com. And, you know, send us an email, connect with us, let us know what you might have.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for being here, Aaron. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.